Proverbs chapter 29. A man who has been reproved many times becomes stiff-necked and will suddenly suffer a downfall with no remedy. When the righteous have power, the people are joyful, but when a wicked man rules, the people sigh. A man who loves wisdom pleases his father, but he who associates with prostitutes dissipates wealth. A king reigning judiciously establishes a country, but a man open to bribes demolishes it. A man who flatters his neighbour spreads a net at his steps. An evil man is a snare with his transgression, but a righteous man shouts for joy and rejoices. A righteous man recognises the legal rights of the poor, but a wicked man does not care to acknowledge them. Scornful men incite a town, but the wise avert anger. As for a wise man litigating with a fool, whether he rages or laughs, there is no rest. Bloodthirsty men hate an integrous man, but the upright seek to preserve his life. A fool gives vent to all his temperament, but a wise man keeps it quiet in the background. If a ruler heeds lying words, all his servants will be recruited from the wicked. When a poor man and a violent man meet, the Lord enlightens the eyes of both of them. If a king judges the poor truthfully, his throne will be established in perpetuity. The rod and reproof yield wisdom, but a child excused brings shame on his mother. When the wicked increase, transgression increases too, but the righteous will see their downfall. Correct your son, and he will give you rest, and he will give your being great pleasure. When there is no vision, the people will behave wildly, but as for him who keeps the law, blessed is he. A servant will not be corrected by words. Even if he understands, there will not be a response. Have you seen a man who was rash with his words? There is more hope for a fool than him. When one spoils one servant from his youth, the result of it will be ingratitude. A bad-tempered man stirs up strife, and a man prone to fury is in great transgression. A man's pride will bring him low, but he of humble spirit will acquire honour. He who shares spoil with the thief hates himself. He hears an oath, but he does not tell anyone. A man's disquiet constitutes a snare, but he who trusts in the Lord will be placed in security. Many seek an audience with a ruler, but a man's justice will come from the Lord. An iniquitous man is an abomination to the righteous, whereas he who is upright in his way is an abomination to the wicked man.